Hello! It's another week, which means another episode of Stir Crazy, the podcast. This week, I am making fried rice. Rice is a staple in my house. I always have some cooked rice in my fridge. I have a rice cooker that I use basically semi-weekly. What you want is cooked rice. You don't want to start by cooking your rice and then going right into fried rice. You want to have that rice cooked, cooled, maybe a little bit dried out, because that's going to give you the texture that you want for your fried rice. So I've got, because I am just one person, about 2 cups of white long grain rice. You could absolutely use brown rice. You could use a short grain rice. The texture is going to be different. I've got a couple of scallions. I've got about 3/4 inch of ginger peeled and minced, and 3 or 4, depending on the size, cloves of garlic. If they're smaller, use more. Also, again, if you like garlic, use more. If you don't like garlic so much, use less. If you don't have fresh ginger, you can absolutely use like a teaspoon or so of ground ginger from a jar. I would just whisk it in with my soy sauce stuff rather than add it with my other aromatics, my garlic and my onions. I have also got, and again, I will be posting these pictures on Instagram, so you can check that out, Stir Crazy Pod on Instagram. I've got a couple of eggs, just regular eggs. I've got some minced ginger. I've got some minced garlic. I've got some sliced scallions. Just get into that ginger a little bit more. I have got some stir-fry vegetables. I buy frozen stir-fry vegetables. I just keep it in my freezer, so I always have some carrots, some peppers, some broccoli, some snow peas, some water chestnuts. You can absolutely, this is a really good recipe, a really good dish for a fridge clean out. So if you've got like a pepper that's going to go any day, or you've got some green beans, or you've got some broccoli that you're not sure you're going to eat right away, go ahead and use those in your fried rice. I do recommend, if you do something like a broccoli, or even a larger green bean, go ahead and steam those kind of halfway done in the microwave or in a steamer before you start them in your fried rice, because they're going to take a while to cook, especially like a broccoli, or if you want to use a cauliflower. Go ahead and get those started. Get them kind of halfway done before you go into your wok or your pan with them with your fried rice. It's just going to affect the timing in not necessarily a good way. All right, so I've got my knife work done. I'm now going to scramble my eggs. I haven't actually turned my pan on yet, but I do have a little oil in it. So what I'm looking for with these eggs is a consistent mixture. I want, when I lift the fork or the whisk, if I'm using a whisk, I'm using a fork. When I lift that fork up out of those eggs, the stream that comes off of it to go back into the bowl should be completely uniform. There shouldn't be any clumps, okay? All right, now I'm gonna go ahead and mix my sauce mixture for my rice, because one of the things about this dish that makes it so appealing in so many ways is it comes together very quickly. So I am gonna go ahead and get everything ready so that I can just start cooking. Still, my pan is not on. All right, I have got some soy sauce. I had some water in my measuring cup and I realized I needed to throw that away. And I'm going to get about 1/4 cup. I take the little limiter out of my soy sauce bottle and my vinegar bottles, my Worcestershire bottles, because I'm usually using them in slightly larger volume. So I don't bother with that because I'd be here all day. So that's about 1/4 cup of soy sauce. I'm going to go about a tablespoon, that's maybe a little too much, but that's okay, of rice vinegar. If you don't have rice vinegar, you can use what vinegar you have. You can use like a red wine or a white wine. I'd probably prefer white wine over red wine for this. You can use a sherry vinegar if that's what you have. Balsamic is a little bit too different. I would prefer if you had a white vinegar, use a white vinegar instead of a balsamic vinegar. I've got a little honey, probably about a tablespoon of honey going in there. And again, these ratios are what I like. If you like something a little spicier or sweeter or saltier or less sweet, you can make it the way you like it. So you can adjust these measurements. All right, so I whisked that together. I'm going in with a little bit of sriracha. Probably about a teaspoon of sriracha because I am not a huge fan of super spicy stuff. And then probably about a quarter teaspoon of toasted sesame oil. That sesame oil goes really far, so err on the side of less, because if you get too much in there, it's going to be a little too nutty. Okay, so I like it. It's got a little bit of heat that kind of hits me in the back of the throat, but it's not overpowering. It's got the salt from the soy sauce. That nuttiness is coming through. The vinegar tang is coming through. And now I'm going to turn my pan on. These measurements are for about 2 cups of rice. If you have more rice, obviously you're going to use more of these things. And again, as always, you are eating it. If you would like it to be hotter, add more sriracha. Or remember, you can always add at the end. You can always add a little bit more. Drizzle your plate with a little bit more if you want a little bit more. Okay. My wok is getting nice and warm. I'm looking at it. My visual cue for that my oil is hot is when I tilt that pan, my oil runs like water. Okay. Also, if you look at the surface of that oil, you'll see little ripples, kind of like the surface of a lake. That means your oil is nice and warm. What I'm going to do first is cook my eggs. Those are going right in. I'm just going to start scrambling those kind of immediately. They're already starting to firm up. And I just want to get those cooked and get them out of my pan so I can start with my other stuff. I'm not going to put any animal protein into this rice other than my eggs. You can if you wanted to do some chicken or some pork. What I would do is cook that ahead of time, like cook it maybe first most of the way and then pull it out and then go in with all of your other stuff. As always, photos on the Instagram. All right, my eggs are scrambled. I'm pulling them out. I'm going to coat that wok again with some oil, let it get nice and hot. And this is where time is super of the essence, okay? So I'm going to pick up my ginger and my garlic. And they're going to go right into that oil. And then about 2/3 of my scallions. And I got to start stirring them immediately because they will start to burn immediately. And as soon as I can smell them, I'm going in with my rice. I'm going to immediately start tossing my rice. I'm going to get that rice nice and coated with that oil. And I'm going to push everything to the sides and create a well in the center. And I'm going to add my vegetables. And then I'm going to stir those in and get those all distributed. I let my frozen vegetables thaw before I put them in so that they were nice and ready to go. I didn't have to wait for them to thaw. So I want this to be fast. Okay. Then again, push everything to the sides, create that well, and I'm going in with my soy sauce mixture. And then immediately, start tossing that around. And once it's got that beautiful brown kind of fried rice color, I'm going to add my eggs back in. If I were using meat, it would have gone in when I put the vegetables in, and I would have, because it was already, they're all already kind of far cooked. All right. Eggs getting tossed around, kind of distributed through. And I'm going to give it a taste because, ooh, that's quite good. Sometimes, even though I've used a lot of soy sauce, I sometimes still need a little bit of salt. And that's it. Fried rice. I will post a picture of the finished product on Instagram. Again, if you want to cook, to throw raw meat in there, cook that first, then cook your eggs, and then proceed like we did. If you're going to use cooked meat, just dice it up to about all the same size just for uniform appearance and cooking time, and all you're going to do is warm it through. So I love to use, if I have leftover chicken or a pork chop or something like that, I love to dice that up and drop that in to my fried rice. I also love to have this for breakfast. I will spoon it into a bowl, fry an egg, and drop that on top. And it's a really delicious breakfast. I've still got about half my, or about a third of my green onions. Those are going to go on top for garnish. So, fried rice, kids. Enjoy.